Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Jay Williams, Bart Scott, Alan Hahn. Keyshawn not here with us today, but he's with us in thought. Our heart breaks for him and his family right now, what he's going through. And Jay, as we talked about at the top of the show, you know, he did tweet about the sudden passing of his oldest daughter, and you know, we're thinking about him.
Yeah, I want to read the tweet just to acknowledge it again. It is with incredible sadness that I have to share the news about the passing of my beautiful daughter, Maya. Maya, as my firstborn child, has been the joy of my life and her mother, Shakiri's, life. She came into our lives just as we were both coming of age as adults and has been a constant beloved presence for the both of us. We are heartbroken and devastated. Shakiri, Maya's siblings, our family, and I appreciate your thoughts and prayers at this difficult time. We also appreciate your support and respect for our privacy as we move forward. Thank you all. God bless. My heart bleeds for Key and his family. We talked about it at the top of the show. I can't imagine what he's going through right now. But the most important thing is that he's with his family, that they all come together, and we've all experienced loss in some form or fashion, especially over this past year and a half. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because we talk about Kobe a lot on this show. Key was close to Kobe. They lived, you know, close in Calabasas. Obviously, Kobe's like a big brother to me. We talked about how that was for him and Gigi. And I remember us when that whole thing, talking about it, just talking about how it would be to lose your daughter.
Yeah.
And that for that to happen to Key and how he's handled it. But I tell you, as sad as I get, you know, last night I could barely sleep. And then you know, I get constant lines from Key like, don't have to show up today.
Yeah.
So there is this incredible ability by him to, you know, this whole thing, we will move forward. It will be painful, but we will all move forward together. Right. Like, you guys out there with us, you listen to us every morning. Like, we're going to be an open book about our experiences. We're going to share those real moments with you, whether happy or sad. Yeah. And that's what our show is about. And that's the kind of energy that we bring each and every day. So our prayers, thoughts, and love go to Keyshawn and his family, and we ride with you, brother. We're here for you every step of the way.
Yeah, and he didn't just text that to you, by the way. He literally sent that to me at the beginning of the show, which is the best way,
key.
Really, to
yeah.
begin a
That's
show
key.
Is to get a warning of don't F it up.
Yeah.
Thanks, Key. Yeah. I'm doing my best.
He does find a way to lighten the mood.
No promises.
And he calls Bart the habitual line stepper. Yeah. He's like, Jay, don't go too far. I need you still have a job when I come back.
Yeah. And telepathically, he's probably telling me, wrap it up, thick neck. You know, so it's all good.
Yeah, so we're with you, Key, today.
I will smoke.
Yeah.
He's the best, man.
So as we, again, as we always have to do in life, is move forward. We move forward with more of the news of the day. And we've been talking a lot about NFL free agency and the additions of teams. And there's one team that is looking to make an addition or an upgrade at a major position, and that is Chicago Bears at quarterback. Well, we haven't seen a lot of quarterback movement, but we did see some yesterday. And that, of course, is – these aren't headlines, but these are options that are off the table if you're a team like Chicago. And that is Jameis Winston staying with the Saints, a one-year, $12 million deal. So that certainly isn't a major commitment. They're not putting a ring on it yet, but they want to see what Jameis can be and potentially as their starter, although that kind of money doesn't suggest that they are bought in as he is the starter. Yeah. Another is the Washington football team. As you know, they have Taylor Heinicke, they have Kyle Allen, and now they have Ryan Fitzpatrick. Fitzmagic just continues. It just never goes
Michael
away.
Myers.
One year, $10 million.
Yo.
Harvard education, $12 million. It could grow to $12 million with incentives, but he will now compete for the job. And he tends to win those competitions. Every time you say, young quarterback, he's going to be – nope, he ends up getting the starting job, again, with Heinicke, who they really like, and Kyle Allen as well, who is a favorite of Ron Rivera. So, okay, with those guys now off the board, you've got this if you're Chicago. And I'm sorry, Chicago, but this is what you got for the best. You got Andy Dalton. You've got Mitchell Trubisky back. Jacoby Brissett, come on down. Alex Smith is available.
Tyrod Taylor.
Where do you go from here? Brad Biggs of Chicago Tribune, he thinks the next domino that will fall is Andy Dalton and believes he could be headed to Da Bears. So, do you go Andy Dalton? Do you go that route? Do you go short term? That can't be your answer for a team that's got a defense good enough. You've got some weapons offensively, but at that quarterback position, which they thought they solved by moving up in the draft all those years ago for Trubisky, is now a major question mark that could hold this franchise back.
Bart, let me ask you a question. Do you, because you're the capologist here for NFL teams, can you secure a guy like Andy Dalton in hopes that you're still trying to work on Deshaun Watson? Can you secure a piece to say, hey, just in case this doesn't work out, as something I can have in my back pocket here?
Yeah.
It's not the answer. It's not the answer we want. But as this market is shrinking drastically,
yeah.
Couldn't get Cam Newton. You know, we couldn't get Ryan Fitzpatrick. I kept saying Jameis Winston. Maybe it's Marcus Mariota if the Las Vegas Raiders want to be involved in something like that. True. But if you're coming down to it, do you make a move just to secure the back pocket while you go for the ultimate swing?
Well, it's pretty much like what the Patriots did with Cam Newton.
Exactly.
Bring him back team-friendly deal, still trying to weigh your options and hope that something falls through. You know, you have Nick Foles there who has played well in the system before.
He's not it though, Bart.
With Matt Nagy. But you bring in a guy like Andy Dalton, he's a guy that's played at a high level for a long time. He has enough weapons around him. If you can protect him, he's a great decision maker. But you're still always looking to see what's available. And what may be available may be draft day, right? Right before the draft, you're going to have teams that are making decisions. If Carolina decides to say, you know what, we're going to, trade the second overall pick or trade move up from 8 to 2 to try and get with the Jets, then that makes Teddy Bridgewater potentially expendable. So if you can trade that and then, Chicago can say, okay, well, we'll give you Nick Foles so you have your placeholder as you have your young quarterback, we'll take Teddy Bridgewater, and then we'll still keep Andy Dalton, and we'll let them fight it out. Remember, Teddy Bridgewater is only like 27 years old.
Yeah, but Bart, there's no bigger fan than Teddy Bridgewater. Like from college, like I was a huge fan of his. But it's getting to a point now where we're seeing him become that journeyman quarterback that kind of just bounces from place to place but doesn't stick. Now, he was supposed to stick in Minnesota until that gruesome injury. I understand that part. But he's reached that level now where it's journeyman. And if you're the Bears, you've got Khalil Mack, you've got that defense, you do have some weapons offensively. Like what you're giving me are basically space holders. You're giving me – I'll just take two guys and have them compete for the job. Is that really – like, if you're the Bears, you really want that?
Like, Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson? Like, let's start there.
See, I've been telling
you – You have to give up
Soldier Field
for either guy.
Okay, Khalil Mack, the defense. What else do you want? The defense hasn't won championships in a long-ass time. Like, let's flip it around. Give me a high-octane offense.
Well, you need to have, though, whenever it comes to a trade, you have to have willing – trade partners, and right now we don't know if Seattle, we certainly know Houston is not a willing trade partner. Your other options, you mentioned Bridgewater, Mariota, Jimmy G, or Sam Darnold if the Jets decide to move on. There's really not a lot of options.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We talk about the quarterback carousel this year and how there's going to be a lot of movement.
Robert
but
Griffin
the problem
III.
Is it's
– All those options just made me go,
It's flotsam and jetsam. It's like whatever we can get in the – catch in the net, that's what we're going to eat today. It's really not a great market when you're a team like Chicago where you don't have – you need someone. And why not – this is going to sound crazy – is Mitchell Trubisky just that bad that that's not the way you just say, well, at least he knows what we're doing?
Mitchell Trubisky.
I mean, is Andy Dalton that big of an upgrade on a short term? Does it get you any farther?
Listen, Trubisky does not inspire your locker room. You don't believe that you're going to really win a game, especially when you have to go against Aaron in that division. And even Kirk Cousins, you're like, man, listen, we got to be perfect.
What did Andy Dalton inspire in Dallas? What did he inspire in Dallas?
Well,
he's talented.
Well, he had a horrible – listen, they lost Tyron Smith. They lost Lionel Collins.
The line was bad.
Everything was bad, right? But he's a guy that's been to the playoffs 5 straight years when he was with Cincinnati.
How long ago?
Like, listen, he only been from out of Cincinnati maybe a couple of years.
Right.
He's a guy that can play at a high level. He's a guy that, I hate to say, a game manager. I mean, if that's the case, you want to take a chance at Alex Smith. You want to try and see if you can get the ultimate game manager?
I don't do it with
Alex
Smith.
See what you're doing?
I can't do it with Alex Smith.
I'm afraid
doing,
of LA.
I'd much rather have Andy Dalton than Alex Smith, just from a health perspective. Even, even after watching the way he got creamed and went through concussion protocol and all that stuff, I just worry about Alex Smith, who has an AFO. I worry about that leg, how he will compensate. I don't think he's a long-term answer.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin with Jay Williams. Bart Scott, Alan Hahn.
Well, Pace,
you're
walking a mile.
Coming to you live high above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. It just sounds so incredible. What's next for the Bears? Who won the first day of free agency? Our NFL insider joins us next. I'm not going to tell you who, though. We're going to keep it a secret.
Oh, that's a tease.
Yeah. He's a good singer. I'm going to leave it there. But first, Jay has this from Cintas.
So today, people expect a new level of clean. Cintas provides a wide range of essential products and services that help businesses keep their facilities Absolutely. And employees even safer. Cintas will keep you well-stocked with essential supplies like face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and thermometers. Cintas will hygienically clean and deliver your uniforms. How nice is that? And Cintas also helps you protect employees and customers with first aid, safety supplies, and fire protection services. Cintas helps you open your doors with confidence every day. Learn how Cintas can help keep your businesses clean and safe at Cintas.com. Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
The first day of NFL free agency was filled with breaking moves, including the Patriots' huge spending spree. Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Dan Graziano, our ESPN NFL insider.
I thought you were going to make clues or something.
Joining us right now.
Well, what's up, DG?
Well, here's the thing, though. Before we get into football, we're all big fans of Patrick Ewing.
Hi, Ryan.
We love Patrick. I to see Patrick win a championship at the Garden, I was so thrilled. I was so happy. But no one was as happy as Dan Graziano. And Dan, you knew this was going to follow you around, right? I mean, you knew this was going to follow you around. So you kept your promise. You said, if Georgetown wins the Big East championship, I will sing the fight song on Get Up.
I did not know about this.
And you know what? Promise delivered.
Hello, Georgetown, yes. Alma mater, Swift Potomac's lovely daughter, ever watching by the water, smile on us today.
Wow, what a set of pipes, DG. What a set of pipes.
I didn't expect that to ever play again. But I told him I never said I could sing, only that I would sing. And honestly, I mean, look, I think it's great that Ewing's getting all this love, but quite frankly, I mean, until a week ago, his tenure as Georgetown's coach has been a complete disaster. So I think it's great to see them picking it back up, but I did not have any expectations. They had to win the whole tournament just to get over 500 for the year. So it hasn't been a great run, but it's been fun the last couple of days for sure.
So do you feel like this bought Patrick more time? Did you feel like he might have been? Did your sources tell you he might have been in trouble? What were you hearing?
How can you not? I have no idea. How can you not have time? I mean, it's Patrick Ewing. Like, how do you fire Patrick Ewing, right? So it goes back to years ago when I used to cover the Yankees. I remember them telling me once, like, you know, why didn't you hire Don Mattingly as manager? Because then we could never fire him. Like, that's a problem, right? You can kind of lock in a guy like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how. Maybe the recruiting class coming in. I think Mutombo's kid is involved somehow. So, who knows? Maybe it'll get better.
No, it's a top 10 for sure. So hopefully things will get better there. But I'll tell you what. There's a bit of an anniversary today before we get into the things that happened yesterday. And I'm curious of maybe you have something in mind here. DeAndre Hopkins a year ago was traded. It caught everybody, I think, by surprise. Certainly caught Deshaun Watson by surprise. Is there a surprise trade that you feel like could be in the offing in this offseason in the NFL that everybody's going to raise their eyebrows to?
Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing, right? If it's a surprise, then how do you see it coming? So I think the guys that could get traded, it's kind of been out there. I mean, I think Zach Ertz is a guy that the Eagles have been trying to trade. They may end up having to cut him, but it's also possible they'll find a market. And the other big name that we've been hearing a lot is Stephon Gilmore with the Patriots. You know, he's got 1 year left on his contract at $7 million. He was Defensive Player of the Year just 2 years ago, would like a new deal. So teams know he's available, but they also know they probably have to sign him if they trade for him. So that sometimes makes it difficult to convince them to give up a lot. So those are two names that jump to mind as guys that we know are potentially available.
Hey, was Bill keeping receipts? Everybody had that telling him, hey, keep that same energy next year when I go out and I spend money in free agency, because it looks like he's trying to, you know, point the finger at people's face like, hey, you know what? I'm going to show you guys that I can coach my ass off, and you guys must have forgot who the hell I am. I'm Bill Belichick, and drop the mic.
See, to me, it's like yesterday was an admission of some kind of humility, right? Like, he's acknowledging that this roster he's got is full of holes, that his drafts really haven't worked out lately, and he had to hit free agency pretty hard and uncharacteristically hard in order to patch all those holes. And we're not used to seeing the Patriots super active in the early window of free agency. Now, in his defense, we're also not used to seeing the salary cap go down by at all, but let alone by as much as it did this year. So he is able to find value in the early window of free agency to an extent that you can't in most years. So in terms of Bill Belichick and always being defined by the value signing and seeking that out, yesterday wasn't completely out of character, but yes, it's a different kind of approach, and it's going to have ripple effects, because he won't get as many compensatory picks in next year's draft, all that kind of stuff that he likes to do. But obviously, yeah, he needs to jumpstart his roster. It needed a lot of help.
Then obviously no big splash there in free agency. It feels like a lot of system-like players that are being inserted into Bill Belichick's scheme. How much better do you think this team is today than what they were yesterday?
Well, that's the key, right? Bill Belichick doesn't look at someone else's player and say, oh, here's what he's done, here's what we project him to do based on that. He asks the question, who is he for us, right? So he looks at Matthew Judon, the pass rusher they signed from Baltimore, and has a very specific idea of how to use him in his defense. So that's sort of how he's been successful. And when he has gone out and spent money in free agency, it's usually been a hit. We talk about Stephon Gilmore. He was a high-end free agent that he paid top dollar for, and it worked out very well. I remember Darrell Revis there for a Super Bowl run. So he does pick his spots and do it wisely. So, yeah, I would say they're better just because they were so thin in these areas. I mean, Jonnu Smith, the playmaking tight end, I mean, this is the kind of pass catcher that they just didn't have last year. I mean, it absolutely did not have. Nelson Agholor coming off a big year, can he repeat that? You know, maybe, maybe not, but certainly he's more proven than what they had at wide receiver last year, especially once Julian Edelman went down with that injury. So I think they are better. So much rests on what happens at quarterback. Is it Cam Newton? Does he bounce back? Do they find another option in the draft, et cetera? But, I mean, so much is tied to that, and I think Belichick knows that. But I think he's trying to set up for whatever ends up happening at quarterback to give it the best chance to be successful.
Dan Graziano joins us, ESPN NFL Insider on KJZ. So Dan Orlovsky suggested, and we're going to blood test him, that he thinks that the Bucs could run the table next year. They're bringing the band back together.
Yeah.
And he feels it's a soft schedule, and they could do what the Patriots did with Tom Brady, obviously, all those years ago, which is go undefeated 16-0. Is that crazy to think, or do you think that actually is possible?
No, it's crazy. Dan Orlovsky is a very entertaining television personality, and I enjoy watching him. But he's out of his mind, and there's, I mean, first of all, he doesn't have his facts right, right? I mean, you're gonna have to go 17-0 this year, right? If you want to go undefeated,
that's a good point.
That's a big part of it. Look, I mean, Tom Brady, for all his greatness, is going to be 44 years old. This is not a team that just rolled through the season last year. There are always going to be hiccups. There are always going to be potholes. Everybody's going to be coming for them. You know, the ups and downs of a season are something with which Tom Brady is as well acquainted as anyone in the entire league. So I don't even think he's sitting there thinking he can go undefeated. And I have no idea how you look and say their schedule looks easy when – the free agency hadn't even started yet when Dan said all that stuff. We don't know what the rosters are going to look like. We don't know the order in which they're going to play these teams. I mean, it's fun to think about, but no, I don't see that that's a possibility.
Right, so
no.
We'll order a blood test.
The weed.
You guys said that. I didn't.
DG, what is going on with Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson? Yeah. Any movement? Are we hearing anything new? Is it status quo? Get me updated.
I think it's status quo, but the status quo is not calm waters in either case, right? So there are mechanisms financially that make it make sense for the teams to wait until after June 1st to do those deals, right? Because of the dead money that would be on Houston's cap or Seattle's cap if they traded those guys prior to June 1st, a lot more significant than if they wait till after. So that's a date to keep in mind. And, of course, the draft as well, because if you want 2021 picks, you have to do it, obviously, before the draft happens. But, I mean, look, Seattle doesn't want to trade Russell Wilson, but obviously things are not perfect there. And I think it's something that would be considered if Seattle felt like it had a strong fallback option at the position, which right now they do not. So watch out for that. If they address quarterback in some mildly significant way, maybe that indicates that something's moving there. And in terms of Houston, look, it's Deshaun Watson doesn't want to be there. The Texans have talked tough about wanting him there. I think they're probably more realistic than they're letting on outwardly in public. And ultimately, they probably end up trading him. There are definitely teams out there like the Carolina Panthers, like the Chicago Bears, that are poised to make aggressive moves for these players when they become available. So it's not going away anytime soon, that's for sure.
Now, Tampa kept the band back together. They kept their promise, put the band back together. Looking in the NFC, who is potentially threats to the throne, and what moves can they make to make themselves a better threat to Tampa Bay?
I think you look first at that West division, right? With, I mean, I think that, you know, the Rams, what can they do with Stafford? We talk about Seattle. If Wilson is there, I think they're a perennial contender. And then I would expect the 49ers to bounce back. Look, they were as riddled with injury as any team in the league last year, to an extent that we really hardly ever see. So if they just get a little bit of luck in that area, they're not too different from the team that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So definitely some contenders there. Obviously, you can't overlook the Green Bay Packers coming off the season they had. Aaron Rodgers, the reigning MVP. They'll have to do some work on the offensive line. They just lost their center to the Chargers, and Bakhtiari is probably going to be hurt to start the season at left tackle. But, you know, the Packers are a team that does good work on patching and refilling holes in their roster. So we have to believe that they'll do that. And guys, there's the Saints, you know, who are transitioning out of Drew Brees. What can they get out of Jameis Winston at quarterback? Can it be enough to keep them in contention and keep their string of division titles alive? And then there are four teams that play in the NFC East as well.
Dan, let's talk about Aaron, Aaron Rodgers. Key has been saying all year that he's going to get a massive extension. Is he going to get an extension? If he were, would that be above Patrick Mahomes' money or slightly below, potentially?
I mean, I hate to equivocate here, but, you know, Patrick Mahomes' contract is very fluid and very kind of difficult to define. Like, it's almost like two separate deals. He's giving them a deal in the first half of the contract, and then the huge money comes in the second half. So, but if you're talking about an average salary of $45 million a year, no, I mean, I think Rodgers hasn't really shown that he's going to push that envelope at this stage in his career. I think if Rodgers gets an extension, see, I think if Rodgers gets a contract restructure, it's probably not an extension, but it would be potentially a guarantee of some money that isn't guaranteed yet in the current deal. So I'm interested to see which direction the Packers go with this. He's got several years left on his contract, of course. They drafted a quarterback in the first round last year, so they're at least thinking about life beyond him. But my sense of it is the Packers and Aaron Rodgers are probably at this point going to look at it on a year-to-year basis and continue to approach it the way they did last year. They had a monster year last year. Obviously, they're not going to move on at this point, but they'll probably evaluate it again next year. In terms of what they do to the contract this year, yes, they could adjust it to give him a little more guaranteed money this coming season. And if that's the case, that might make him happy and keep the relationship where it was last year, which is pretty good.
All right, Dan, we're going to leave it right there so you can rest those pipes and continue with your singing career.
So you thought you were going to get an Orlando Brown question out of me, see?
I left you off the hook. Can you do it one more time for us, DG, as we go to break? Can you do it one more time
for the radio? No.
No?
I can't.
Come on.
I fulfilled my promise and my obligation. And if they win the NCAA tournament, I'll do the whole original cast recording of Hamilton, and you have that promise.
Come on, Pat Ewing.
Go,
get hot.
Hoyas, go.
Get hot.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you, man.
Potomac. There it is. There it is. You got to do the arm like this. You got to swing it back and forth.
By the water, smile on us today.
I'll tell you what, though, doing that on camera, it's one thing to do it on radio. You can't feel like anybody's looking at you. But he was doing that on camera with watching.
Bets are a really, really bad thing. It gets you caught. My wife and I have a bet that I actually have to fulfill towards the end of the week because somebody made a comment about, oh, you're pregnant. It's going to be easy. I didn't say it. I just gave a look. My wife's like, oh, it's easy. Okay. So I have to come to work later on this week with a watermelon strapped to my stomach and have to wear it the whole day.
That's our bet. I can't wait to see that.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be
interesting. That is definitely something. Yeah, we're not going to talk about the bet that I lost, Bart, okay, and how that will stay with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Patriots spent over $200 million to make additions in free agency. Someone spent $10 million to subtract someone from their program. That comes up after SportsCenter. So
here's
I'm
LeBron, 25-footer. Good. LeBron's up to 19 in the game to go along with 10 assists and 8 rebounds. It's 103-78.
Take him out of the game. Yep, 25. My goodness.
So the Lakers beat the Warriors 128-97. LeBron James, his 61st triple-double after his 30th birthday, ties him with Wilt Chamberlain for most all-time. That's according to Elias, who clearly has nothing better to do.
Oh, they should have had the one. Kelly Oubre, 12 points. Kelly Oubre, 12 points. What are we doing, Golden State?
Golden State has got some issues, no doubt about it. And some people like Kendrick Perkins are saying, free Steph Curry. Meanwhile, the Chiefs agree to a 5-year deal with Joe Thuney. Deal is worth $80 million, a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter, with the first 2 years fully guaranteed at $32.5 million. So Thuney now with the Chiefs. What an addition for them after losing both of their tackles. 6 NCAA men's basketball tournament referees sent home after one test positive for COVID-19. 4 of the officials have been replaced from a pool of reserves. 2 will not be replaced. We keep an eye on that and the impact on the tournament going forward, not just players, but officials as well. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum. To make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, everybody. It's Sarah Spain from Spain and Fitz. That's What She Said podcast, Around the Horn, ESPNW, and all over the place on ESPN. I'm giving a shout out today to my mom, because even though people are always surprised to hear that my parents aren't really that into sports, she is still a massive influence in who I am today and the career I have, because not only is she a true Renaissance woman who can run a 5K, make a gourmet meal, weave a basket, make a quilt, do things in the garden, and then, by the way, go be a partner in her law firm. She always taught me that I could do anything I put my mind to, that I could do anything that the boys were doing, and taught me about having drive, leadership, not quitting on anything, and all of that translated to me as an athlete and now translates to me in this job. So I've grown up with the perfect role model, even though I've had to look down at her since I was about 11 years old because she's yay big. But shout out to my mom. I love her so much.
Shout out to all the moms out there.
Mina's the best, man. I'll tell you, she's an absolute star.
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Sorry. I don't know why I was thinking Mina Kimes for a second. Just popped in my head.
It's all good.
Sarah, too.
But Sarah telling that story, you know, I think of the same thing. And my wife now is – I was –
I was wondering why you gave me the quizzical look.
Yeah.
I had my head down. I was reading the copy. I was hearing it. I thought it was Mina in my head. Yeah. Wrong. Should pay attention
to
the TV.
I didn't want Sarah to, like, be watching it, thinking to herself, like, now I'm Mina. Okay. but it's just funny because I tease my wife all the time about how she's now the shortest in the family, and I have a six-year-old. And she hates that, but that's generally what happens as the kids get older. But it's the impact, obviously, of women in all our lives that we are celebrating this month, no doubt about it. But college basketball, we are talking about March Madness and the teams that have advanced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We also talk about the fact that two blue bloods aren't in the tournament,
Duke
right?
And
that is Duke and Kentucky. And then there's a program that I grew up with that I remember was perennial just. Powerhouse, always a team, always a program that you would talk about, a classic college basketball program that when I saw the news that Archie Miller was out and the job was open, I reminded myself that, oh, that's right, Indiana plays basketball because it's not something that I've thought about in a number of years. So it was the job. I mean, obviously Bob Knight, but it was, you know, that was a premier program.
Yeah.
So where do they turn now? And honestly, did Archie Miller get enough time? I mean, four seasons,
four,
I get
four
it.
Year,
but,
I mean,
4 years.
1 year with the pandemic. He got a lot of time.
So where do they go now, and how do they get back to wherever they once were? It seems like a long time ago.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, when I first saw the news, I said, wow, he has a pretty significant buyout. I wonder how they bought him out. It's $10.35 million buyout. Man. And supposedly he was bought out by one donor. One donor supposedly said, enough.
Is that a donor or is that?
Whatever you want to call that individual.
I'd like a tractor.
Whatever you want to call that individual.
My mom would like a house.
So that was number one. So it tells you that the university and people were behind, hey, it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Now, my wife's family is from Indiana. They grew up in Carmel, Indiana. Huge IU fans. My wife went to IU. Her brother went to IU. My father-in-law went to IU. This is all they talk to me about all the time, especially my father-in-law. I talked to him for an hour yesterday about this, and he was saying, hey, look, they're names that we want answers on. Steve Alford, is that a name? Mm-hmm. Like, he's a guy.
Well, that's the prodigal
from
son.
Here. You know, is that a guy, obviously, at Nevada now? Do we want to bring him back? Okay, that's another. Heard Rick Pitino's name floating around. Well, look. He got Iona to the tournament.
All he can do,
you know,
is
do
coach.
We want to recycle that? Do we want to bring him back to IU? You know, is that more of a Calvin Sampson situation? Even though he got caught with "quote unquote" phone calls, they were winning at a high clip. Eric Gordon, guys like that. But the name that keeps coming back for me for this job is a guy that currently has a team that has really turned this university, this franchise, I call it essentially, into one of the top tier franchises. That's Chris Beard. That's Texas Tech.
Mm.
I mean, Bob Knight, disciple. I was on a phone call yesterday with Jay Billis, and we were talking about him. You know, all these principles that he has, his, you know, his fireside chats that he has, that he promotes. He's a guy that really comes from, he's cut from that cloth, and he has revamped Texas Tech.
Absolutely.
He has gotten them back to the biggest stage. I mean, national championship-like games. So if there was a guy to come back that can recruit
right.
around that, you know, geographical footprint, it could be Chris Beard.
Can I throw another name at you?
Sure.
It might be a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Stevens.
I love Brad Stevens.
Indiana guy. Now, I know he's an IU guy, but Indiana guy.
He's fired him?
And the Celtics. Well, no.
That's the problem, though. How do you do that?
Well, you'd have to wait, obviously, but you'd also have to kind of know that he might be on the hot seat. The Celtics have not – they have not reached their potential, have they? Danny Ainge has taken all of the blame so far.
Oh, a lot of it's
But eventually, it falls on the coach. And what they're complaining is not about his X's and O's. It's about his ability to motivate players. And in the NBA, that's a huge part of it.
So here's
keeping
my only
guys
thing
engaged.
That.
Is he somebody that can go back to the college game, go home to Indiana? And obviously, would players want to play for a guy like that? Yeah, got a coach in the league, had success.
Yes.
Yeah, I might want to coach. I might want to play for a guy like that.
Here's the only problem I have with that, because I think Brad Stevens would be a home run hire. Mm-hmm. Home run hire. When will you do that? July?
Again, you just have to know. You'd have to kind of know.
But
you're right.
That hurts you recruiting-wise, though, Alan, right?
Because
if the season's over in April, May, June, July, you have to be on the road. You have to be recruiting. You have to secure the recruits that Archie Miller's have for next year. Mm-hmm. Also, while trying to add to that, you have to be in the homes of these players to a degree with what happens with this pandemic. So
but
you
if you
lose
could
a lot
get
of
him, I mean, do you just do you buy that year where you just know, all right, well, because you're right, he could not – you know, the Celtics, again, the NBA season slides a little bit deeper now, so you're talking about playoffs in June and July. So or late May, June, July. Now, nobody expects them to get to July. This is a team that probably, you know, if at best could be second round. Like, I'm not – no one is impressed by what the Celtics are doing this year. They're very mediocre for the talent that they have. So you'd have to wait till late May, early June
to see
if the Celtics make that decision, which they probably would make pretty quickly, because if I'm his agent, I'm letting Danny Ainge know, look, if you're going to make a move, make it now so we can get another job. Mm.
Well, you know, you guys know who I'm always rooting for. You see Juwan Howard going back home. You see Patrick Ewing going back home.
You about to say Isaiah Thomas?
Absolutely. Why not bring Isaiah? Bring Zeke back. Come full circle. Bring him back home. Native son.
Bobby Knight. Talk about a connection to Bobby Knight as well. Best player ever.
We know that he can coach. You know, we know he can recruit.
He actually coached college, 15 years ago or so?
I'm always going to go Zeke. That's always my answer to everything.
You're from Detroit.
I love me some Isaiah, man.
Yeah.
I love Zeke. I always get, you know, I get worried about the star players that come back home. I always do. I got worried about Juwan. I get worried about Patrick Ewing. I mean, Patrick Ewing and Dan Graziano just said it on the show. We talked about it yesterday.
Alums were getting restless.
The record was not great before this little spark. You start worrying about Patrick Ewing being able to get ran out of town from a town that essentially he built in Georgetown.
It didn't take Juwan long, though. And, I mean, you think that the love that, you know, players that played going back home, it's a different type of love, right? Especially when you played and had success there. It's a different type of love for that school. You know what I mean? When you go back. So
I wonder how much donors would put up to make sure that whatever it costs to pay this coach, it's high end, because I do think that's also how you attract a coach.
Well, good thing
make sure
I got
the money's
money.
There. All right, moving on to Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. So Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill are back for the Saints. Who will actually replace Drew Brees? Who will be the starter? We will discuss that next after Jay has this from Indeed.
When you're a business owner, you're the owner of everything. That's sales, finance, customer service, D, all the above. Fortunately, Indeed is uniquely qualified to help you really own hiring. That's why they're great. Right when you sponsor a job post, Indeed's instant match searches through the millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description immediately. Then you can invite them to apply to your job right away. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
Breaking news right now, ESPN's Adam Schefter is reporting 15 years to the day when he signed with the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees is announcing his retirement.
One of the greatest of all time.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Mm. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hunt, Bart Scott in with Jay. And you guys
smunny.
Love the DJ today? This is not DJ Killigroove today.
Yeah, man. They're giving out that smoney. This is appropriate music right now.
We bring it.
You get a milli. You get a milli. Oprah out here giving money to everybody.
Is Oprah a Patriots fan? That's the question. Ryan Clark's going to join us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear. Celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for offers. How you doing, RC? Let me ask you out of the gate, though. So the Saints have Drew Brees retire, and they return their number two and number three quarterbacks in Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. Which one would you start?
Jameis Winston. I'm not really sure why that's a question we started with. You know, I mean, we came on with the little wheezy. I thought y'all put that on for me because I'm from the 504. And I was like, okay, this show going to get rolling. We're going to get off to the right foot. Then you went straight to the Saints, which I expected, right? Because the 504 theme continues. And then you ask a crazy question like that. It's Jameis Winston. I felt like it should have been Jameis Winston last year. And when you saw the four games that Taysom Hill started, you saw that he couldn't be your long-term answer at the quarterback position. But it was genius by Sean Payton. You got to hide Jameis Winston. You didn't have to have the Teddy Bridgewater situation where he leaves and goes off to another place because they've seen how he's improved. And so I think now you move on to the Jameis Winston era for the New Orleans Saints, and you put him on this one-year deal. It's a prove-it deal. If he proves that he's improved in the turnover category, if he shows that he can still be explosive down the field, I believe that the New Orleans Saints have found their quarterback of the future.
See, the energy you just showed me in that answer is why I just – that's mission accomplished, Ryan. That's good radio. See,
you got
asked the question.
Where you want him to go.
It pissed you off, and you gave me an energized answer with the music underneath. So we can now move on.
Now,
RC, is Jameis the long-term answer? You kind of answered that, but how are they going to support him? You know, you would think now that they're not putting that much money in the quarterback position that they can go out and get him some pieces outside of Michael Thomas. You know, they lost Emmanuel Sanders. Jared Cook is a free agent. How do they improve this roster enough so that they can highlight what he does well?
Now, see, that's going to be a difficult part, right, Bart? This team, Mickey Loomis, the GM, this team was way over the cap, and that's why you see Jared Cook going, Emmanuel Sanders, Janoris Jenkins. It was almost as if they went all in toward the end of Drew Brees' career and said, okay, we're going to go win it now. And honestly, Drew Brees wasn't good enough to go win it. And so you're going to have to get some auxiliary pieces, some ancillary pieces toward the end of free agency, draft extremely well if you're the New Orleans Saints, if you want to build a team around Jameis Winston that not only can win football games, but also highlight what he can do offensively. Obviously, Michael Thomas isn't that deep threat receiver, but I believe what Michael Thomas does do for Jameis Winston is give him a security blanket it in the short intermediate routes so he doesn't have to play the no risk it, no biscuit ball he was playing in Tampa Bay where he had some of those explosive receivers.
RC, Bart and I were talking about this at the top of our show. We've all been out to the club sometimes. You know when you first walk into the club and it's getting going and you see somebody like within the first 10 minutes of being at the club, like 30 bottles going over to somebody's table. Yeah, yeah. Like, wow, man, the club just opened up. Pace yourself. What are your thoughts on Bill Belichick coming out right away, getting the 30 bottles, coming over to the table, obviously making a huge splash yesterday in free agency?
I mean, you know what that is. If somebody gets to the club and they get their 30 bottles that early, either they used to be living and they weren't recently and they just came into some money, or it's their first time getting money. But for the New England Patriots, it's the first one. They used to be living, right? They had it all. Then the stock market crashed and they lost it, and then they came back up, and that's where they are right now. Listen, Bill Belichick's trying to show us that he still wants to play, but I think having that year without Tom Brady showed him that you need to build a complete team, right? And you're not going to have a quarterback who can make up for some of the deficiencies you have at the skill positions, deficiency you had on defense. defense because of opt-outs. And Bill Belichick is saying, you know what? I want to compete. And many times we talk about Jerry Jones and his mortality, both as it pertains to football and as it pertains to reality. But Bill Belichick is also a coach that is getting up there in age, a coach that has won a lot. And I know he would love to coach forever, right? We feel like he's going to be the crypt keeper. And no matter how old he gets, the show is going to continue to go on. But eventually everyone retires. Everyone sees their time in this game run out. So Bill Belichick is now trying to build a team that is good top to bottom, not necessarily top heavy, that could try to win some football games now and get back to competing to win the AFC East.
All right, Ryan Clark, my quarterback in New England. It's Cam Newton. And I want to know how much pressure this puts on him now that they've spent money and they're getting pieces. He's still in a 1 year, coming off obviously not a great year for him. So do you look at it and feel like he's under a lot of pressure now?
I think he's under a ton of pressure. Right. If you're a Cam Newton and you understand what last year looked like, especially down the stretch, and now you're starting to see that the New England Patriots are making some moves to get you some skill players, this is your last chance. I don't necessarily know if there was going to be another place other than New England that was going to give him an opportunity to compete to start after what they saw last year. There were times last year, especially early on in the season, you know, you go back to the Seattle Seahawks game and you think to yourself, Cam Newton still has it. This dude could still play. And then you look at him down the stretch of the season, and I thought to myself, if he had Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens, he still couldn't complete a pass. Which Cam Newton will we get with an offseason that kind of understands the offense? That's going to be important, because if he doesn't ball, this could be it.
We appreciate you, man. Thanks for joining us.
It's a high-quality sweater, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You guys have a great
one.
I
see you working.
That looks like some cashmere silk.
Go ahead, man.
Right.
What is solvent?
Can't hide that money.
Hey, it's free agency,
man, coming up, we got to talk about something that I don't want to talk about. But we have to talk about it, and we'll explain it next.